Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Rincy on Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Oh yeah, we rolling along, baby. We're kicking it. Level 3 has begun. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morency. The Pips, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're throwing it down. We're talking week 2 NFL, although we're sort of starting to kick the tires on week 3 right now. But it was a wild day in the National Football League. It was a wild weekend collegiately as well. The Tennessee Titans come back. Big time comeback for the Tennessee Titans today. They didn't play well in week 1 against Arizona. They didn't play well in the first half of this game. So it was six consecutive listless quarters of football to start the season for the Titans. But they came alive. They came alive in the second half. They rallied back. They win the game. Julio Jones had his 59th career game of 100 receiving yards or more, tying Marvin Harrison for third all-time in NFL history. Very impressive. Only, care to guess, everybody tuning in. I'll give you a couple of seconds here to think about it. So Julio Jones, that's his 59th game of 100 receiving yards or more, tying Marvin Harrison for third all-time in NFL history. And if you're in Philadelphia and you're renting an apartment from Marvin, you better pay him on time. If you don't know the story, just look it up. Look it up online. Jerry Rice had 76 games in which he had 100 or more receiving yards. 76, wow. And Randy Moss had 64. So sounds to me like Julio Jones is on pace for a Hall of Fame career. Sounds like to me. Speaking of Hall of Fame careers, Rob Gronkowski. Man, we were talking earlier about Tom Brady's greatness. Rob Gronkowski, third tight end in NFL history with multiple receiving touchdowns in each of his team's first games, joining Ben Coates in 1994 and going all the way back to D. Mackey in 1962. So it's amazing. Gronk's got that second wind right now as well. Big-time football game. Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Rams. The winner of the game is going to be 3-0. And let's be real. They threw my boy Jared Goff under the bus in Los Angeles. And they brought in Matt Stafford to win games like this. Right? Even though Jared Goff got into a Super Bowl, they blame him. That's what these coaches do. So we'll see. You know, Matt Stafford's played well, but there's not a lot of pressure playing against the Bears or the Indianapolis Colts. Nice win on the road. I'm not taking it away, but it's a little bit different now. Matt Stafford has not won a lot of big games in his career. This is a big game. It's a big test for Matt Stafford. And let me tell you, listen, if Matt Stafford plays well in this game and the Rams, the Rams go 3-0, then the Matt Stafford MVP talk will continue. It's already out there. Matt Stafford right now is the fourth choice to be the most valuable player. Patrick Mahomes is the MVP right now. Favorite, along with Kyler Murray. It's level three, the late night anger management class. It's level three, and we're talking week three, although we'll still hit Monday night football. The Green Bay Packers laying 12.5 points, but we're going to talk baseball here a little bit in level three. Jason B. Tackerfin joins us every Sunday night, one of the smarter baseball minds that we know of, and so smart, in fact, he was the general manager of the Vancouver Canadiens, the Oakland Athletics, and Toronto Blue Jays, A-ball affiliate, and he won three championships. So you know you're smart when Major League Baseball teams entrust you to run one of their organizations. So Jason B. Tackerfin, also a former UFC executive, will step up and then we'll talk baseball with Jason. We're just talking football right now. You know, we've been so caught up in the National Football League, and we're taking a look at the numbers and, you know, some big-time games in Week 3, specifically the Los Angeles Rams and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Of course, we remember that Tom Brady beat Sean McVay in the Super Bowl. You know, Tom Brady's going to be fired up for this game. Tom Brady's playing the best football of his career right now, and he's had the best career ever. So that's all you need to know about this. And as it is right now, I like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I think if we're going to be teasing this game, we can get Tampa Bay Buccaneers up to plus 8.5. I don't have a problem with that at all. Another big time game will be Sunday night football, the Green Bay Packers and the San Francisco 49ers. San Francisco 49ers offense was a little bit flat to start the football game. Philadelphia were flying around. Jalen Hurts was making plays, but San Francisco, a resilient team. And they dug down deep. They end up winning the football game. And it's not easy. I don't care who you're playing. All right? Everybody, oh, this, that's easy, and this is easy, and that team sucks and everything. Everybody's a professional. It's not easy winning games. It's not easy winning championships. Not easy winning divisions. It's not easy winning anything in professional sports. So you have to give credit to the San Francisco 49ers for starting the season on the road. Right, they started on the road against Detroit. Now they go on the road. They beat Philadelphia. They're 2-0, and there's not a lot of room for error in this division. So big time Sunday night football game.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bay Packers are getting 3.5 points as it is right now. It's interesting. At times, books don't like posting numbers for games before teams play. Like, if you like San Francisco, you just take this and, like, no one's getting healthier from Green Bay. There could be injuries tomorrow night. You know what I mean? It's kind of a risk for the book to put this up right now. The Late Night Anger Management Class. We're not done yet. Bring it.
Relax.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. It's Sunday Bloody Sunday. We're throwing it down on SiriusXM Channel 204 Sports Grid Radio Networks. And, of course, kicking it live in SoCal, the mightier 1090 San Diego and Los Angeles. And don't worry, we will talk some NL West baseball. And even though I'm a Dodger fan, we're going to start off on the East Coast. And listen, it was a wild weekend of football, and it was a wild weekend on the diamond as well. Let's bring in a three-time champion, A-ball general manager with the Toronto Blue Jays affiliate with the Vancouver Canadiens. Jason B. Takafin steps up and in and joins us also as a kick-ass baseball podcast. Jason, always a pleasure, man. How you doing?
Gabe, thanks so much for getting me on.
Listen, there's a lot of stuff to get to, so I'm going to get right down to business. Let's start off right now in the Bronx. They're panicking in New York. The Yankees have now lost 15 to the last 22 games. Gerrit Cole gets paid a lot of money to win games like today. Gerrit Cole gets lit up. And even though they're only a game and a half back of the wild card right now, they are in a free fall. As I stated, they're 7-15 in their last 22 games.
Yeah, there's no question they're in a free fall. They had a really easy week set up this past week. They had the Twins for a makeup game, three with the Orioles and three for the Indians. They only went 4-3. They should have gone 2-5. They needed a Judge three-run home run against the Twins. They were down by three, bottom of the eighth, and they tied the game up late in the ninth off a Brett Gardner two-run single to win that series against Baltimore. Things are really actually a lot worse than they appear. Guys like Gerrit Cole are actually keeping the ship together, with the exception of today. They need all hands on deck, so to speak, to continue the metaphor. They're 1.5 games back feels like a lot more.
It does, but there's still some racetrack left. Yet, you know, what a roller coaster it's been for the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
People sort of wrote them off, right? And people talking about the Yankees, people talk about the Blue Jays, people were talking about the Athletics before. And as soon as the Red Sox started to struggle, it was like, oh, yeah, here we go. Well, we all sort of expected this, and we were waiting for this, and it's finally happened. Yet, are they back on track, or is it just because they're playing against Baltimore?
I think it's because they're playing against Baltimore. They are playing okay in their last – they have won five straight. They are 19 or 20 games over. I personally think everyone is playing up to their maximum potential, and they can't afford to have Nate Eovaldi pitch poorly. They can't afford to have Chris Sale pitch less than perfectly. And they're going to be it's going to be very tough for them to win a playoff series. They may be able to win that one game, or it's going to be very difficult. They have a very easy last 2 weeks. They have a day off, then they play the Mets for two, then they have a day off, they play the Yankees for three, then a day off, and then the Orioles. They should be positioned to host in the wild card game by this time next week. We should be saying, you know what, they're about three games up, their magic number is two or three to get into the wild card, but they are doing it, in my opinion, and listen, I'm a huge Red Sox fan, I took them under this year. They're doing it with smoke and mirrors, I think.
That's amazing, isn't it? Of all times, they end up playing the New York Mets, too, this weekend.
Yeah.
Of course, the 30-for-30, the 30-for-30 premiered last week. I didn't get a chance to see it yet. I'm on the air all the time, and I'm a degenerate gambler, so I'm watching sports all the time. But regular contributor to our program, a guest every Friday with us, is Cousin Sal. And, you know, Jimmy Kimmel is part of the production team. Cousin Sal, part of the production team. Sal's thrown out the first pitch at Met games before. He's a big-time guy with the Mets. So it's a big-time week. What a year it's been, Jason. You and I have talked about this before. Yeah. Now that football's back, baseball sort of takes a back seat. It takes a back seat in the sports media. But, man, there's some great stuff going on right now. And as long as we're in the American League East, how about the Toronto Blue Jays?
Yeah.
And here they are. They're, as it is, if the playoffs started today, it's Boston versus Toronto in the wild card game. Now they get Tampa. They played well against Tampa last week. You and I talked about them. Can they, you know, you said, hey, getting one out of the three wouldn't be the end of the world. They ended up getting two out of the three. Now they get them again, this time in Tampa.
Yeah, that was a really big series when Robbie Ray pitched the rubber match there. Pitched incredibly. You know, we talk about Gerrit Cole having a tough day today. Robbie Ray may have clinched the Cy Young today by virtue of Gerrit Cole's poor performance. I personally think the Blue Jays should cruise into this wild card. I think the Oakland A's are actually a tougher opposition than the Yankees, or at least tougher competition for the Blue Jays. Blue Jays went on a 13-2 run. They had an 8-game winning streak. They have not lost a series in their last six. Robbie Ray's got a 6.7 WAR. He is pitching incredibly. The team is hitting incredibly. Vlad had a little slump. Bichette's got 26 home runs. This is a team to reckon with, and if they make the playoffs or if they win that one gamer, they have a really deep rotation too. Ryu, Manoah,
Is Ryu going to be fine, though? Is this just a minor little injury with Ryu? Because he's placed on a 10-day list, right?
I think it's going to be minor. Look, it's just my opinion. I'm not a doctor. I think it's going to be minor. They're going to want to rest him. He's pitching a lot more than he is used to this year. He's getting up there in age. He's not the most in-shape person in the world. So I think they're going to take their time with him. But I think I would expect him to be back for the playoffs.
You know, speaking, and I was going to say, I'm looking at the Cy Young now. So, you know, we've made a lot of good future bets. Looks like the Cy Youngs are not going to be one of them. We've been on the wrong side of this stuff. Injuries, it's just been such a roller coaster, crazy, you know, crazy season for the Cy Young Award. But Robbie Ray is minus 280 right now after Garrett Cole's performance today. And it's funny because if you see all the headlines and all the sports sites, it's basically Yankees lose and Garrett Cole loses Cy Young.
Yeah.
Pretty much went hand in hand with today's start, didn't it?
Yeah,
Garrett Cole's still the second choice. But for people who don't realize, too, and I know you do, and even I, when I started to see the numbers, bro, basically only Roger Clemens has ever had a better year as a pitcher for the Toronto Blue Jays. And think about all the great pitchers that they've had, bro. Doc Holliday, Dave Steeb, I can go on. They've had some great pitchers over the years. Robbie Ray's numbers are that good.
Yeah. You know, one of the reasons why Garrett Cole would win the Cy Young is because they have needed Garrett Cole to be a Cy Young pitcher. If you look at Robbie Ray, as good as he's been pitching, the Blue Jays are going to finish with two guys in the top three in MVP, Semien and Guerrero. Bichette's going to finish in the top 10. They're going to have another guy, Teoscar Hernandez, who's probably going to round out the top 15. They have great players on their team. Hyunjin Ryu's having a very good year. Steven Matz is playing very well. Whereas the Yankees, we said this earlier on in the season, that's why I hit the under like crazy. It actually just cashed under 96 wins. Is Jameson Taillon did not pitch last year. Jordan Montgomery has never pitched in the AL. Domingo Herman had his own problems. Luis Severino is injured. The list goes on and on about just poor Yankee. Nestor Cortes Jr. like didn't really exist 6 months ago. The list goes on, and they needed Cole to pitch at a Cy Young level, and he has. He has kept that rotation together despite Corey Kluber pitched two starts over the last 2 years. He's off and on. He's off and on the injury list. Garrett Cole's been that rock for them, and that is the reason why he would get my vote if I were voting for him. But to me, Robbie Ray's a leader in hits over nine innings, innings pitched, ERA, ERA plus, and strikeouts. He should win the Cy Young.
Robbie Ray is now minus 280 at FanDuel. Garrett Cole is plus 230, and then Lance Lynn is 11-1. As far as the National League Cy Young is concerned, Max Scherzer is minus 210. Corbin Burns is plus 200. Walker Buehler is 7-1. And then Zach Wheeler is done. Zach Wheeler is now 30-1. And unfortunately, my bet on Zach Wheeler is also done. We're kicking it with Jason B. Takafin. So how do you think this next week plays out right now? How do you think the Blue Jays match up against the Tampa Bay Rays? And how do you think this plays out for the wild card? As you stated before, you know, and I know, listen, Matt Olson's your boy, but I jumped on Oakland to win a division. They fell apart. They got injured as soon as I made the pick. But they're sort of lingering once again for the wild card. They're not done yet, this team.
No, they've won five in a row. Since August 4th, listen to the streaks they've been on. They've won seven. They've lost four. They've lost six. They've won
three. They're such a streaky team, huh?
Now they've won five. They really don't roll over. And a guy to keep your eye on. So, firstly, Chris Bassitt, this is per Ken Rosenthal, is expected to be back in the rotation this Thursday. That is going to be incredible. They finish off with the Mariners, Astros, Mariners, and Astros. If they...
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com.
Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Sweep the Mariners, which is very likely. Mariners are playing very well. Well, at the very least, they're no slouch. If they sweep the Mariners and they can win the series against the Astros, Mariners may roll over, they may be eliminated, and the Astros may have clinched by the time they play them. They could backdoor into the playoffs.
The A's problem is they've got to catch a couple of teams. They've got a bunch of teams ahead of them. Listen, we'll take a quick break. We'll continue the conversation. Jason B. Tackerman kicking with us. The Late Night Anger Masterclass continues. Break it.
Winning Edge benefit number 20.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage Late Night. I am Morency, Sirius XM Channel 204 Sports Grid Radio Networks. We're kicking it on the Mightier 1090 as well, and we're going to get into the National League West, but we'll just tie up the American League. So the Yankees, are you writing the Yankees off? You said the Yankees are done. They get Texas now, so the Yankees have an opportunity to win a couple of games now. They get the Texas Rangers up next.
Yeah, I'm not going to write them off because there's still a game and a half out. I would bet against them. Their last nine games are against the Red Sox, Jays, and Tampa. That's really difficult. They don't have a good enough team as is to be able to win this week and then walk into the last nine games and win, go 7-2. I just don't see it. They have no joie de vivre, so to speak. They really, if Aaron Judge isn't hitting and Gerrit Cole isn't pitching, nobody is stepping up on this team. They need hits from Brett Gardner to win a series against the Orioles. The Orioles were 47-100, right? And they almost lost that series. They're 8-11 against the Orioles. That is a team that does not want to play professional baseball every day. When you can't beat a team who's not a major league baseball team, you can't go 16-2 against them. That just shows that you don't care. And the Yankees just don't care. They just don't. And they didn't have a really good team to begin with. I would bet heavily against them.
I bet heavily on the Los Angeles Dodgers to win the World Series the other night, Jason, believing that the Dodgers are going to win a division and that their World Series odds are going to plummet once they don't have to play in the single game play-in. Because that's, you know what I mean? That's sort of the obstacle that they would potentially have to play in the one game playoff. So they actually finally, it's a miracle, Jason. San Francisco lost a game, man.
Yeah.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it? They actually lost once. But so the Dodgers are a game back on them. And it's interesting to me, Jason, because the sports book all year long, FanDuel, me and Jason update the odds. We check in every Sunday on this stuff. They've given the Dodgers a benefit of the doubt all year long, even though they've been trailing. Now they're only one game back, and San Francisco are actually favorite right now, minus 125 on the Dodgers. And I still believe the Dodgers are going to find a way to win this division. They've cut the lead to one. But for our listeners in San Diego tuning in live right now, wow. Yankees aren't the only ones falling apart. And, of course, there was the incident in the dugout with Machado and Tatis, in which Machado told Tatis, this isn't about you, after he argued with an umpire. What did you make of that? And is this just a team cracking right now under pressure?
Yeah. To me, this is a team that's cracking under pressure. You saw Tatis even today, his head wasn't right. He dropped a routine fly ball, took his eyes off of it with the bases loaded, nobody out in the bottom of the first. The Padres are 10 games under since the trade deadline. And you and I talked about it at the trade deadline.
Yep.
Is that... They were rumored to get Max Scherzer, and they didn't. And they were really, really pot committed early this year. They made some great trades. They traded away great players, Ty France, Franmil Reyes. They've traded away Taylor Trammell. They've traded away very good players. They are very pot committed, and they weren't aggressive enough outside of Adam Frazier at the deadline. And I think it shows it was a very, very big letdown to this organization. And to me, that's what it seems like. If you hit the nail on the head, they're showing their cracks. Tatis looks up to Manny Machado. He has always said that Manny's the leader of the team. He looks up to him. He answers questions that nobody else does. Manny Machado also was the young superstar, yeah. Sort of showed his excellence at a very young age. Like, you can tell he was.
It's kind of ironic that Manny is sort of that leader when he's the same guy that the Yankees said, you know, we can't sign this guy. He doesn't run to, you know, Manny Machado admitted, no, I don't run hard to first base every play. No, I don't.
And that's why it's hard for fans to empathize with, you know, Manny Machado, is they gave him an opportunity after that game against the Brewers in the NLCS, and he said, yeah, I'm not Johnny Hustle. Like, he doubled down on it. And it's very hard for fans to empathize with that, because people would love to have 1/100th of his skill set. He is.
When I look at San Diego, Jason, sort of like Toronto, and Toronto's putting it together right now, but we see it in other sports too, right? In all sports, it's one thing to have sort of superstar talent and these young stars. It's another thing to win. It's not easy to win. I don't care what league it is. It's not easy to win. And I think also the fact that San Diego sort of got caught off guard by this, but that San Francisco was so good. You know, they have to deal, you know, it was one thing to deal just with the Dodgers, but San Francisco, it's sort of like there's one bully on your block and you worked out all off season. And you know what I mean? It's like, I'm going to kick sand in my face this summer. And then they're sort of like, oh, God, there's another big bully that moved in across the street that's a jerk, too. Now you got sort of two jerks on your block. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you know what? The Padres, I mean, they're 20 and a half games out. Like, for as good as a season they've had, 20 and a half. That's a lot.
Oh, it's unraveled, bro.
Yeah, they've had some bad luck. Blake Snell was turning it around that he got injured. He left the game against the Dodgers. But I want to give props to the Giants for a second. They were 25 games over at the break. Now it's 44 games over. They had that 9-game winning streak that started when they won that rubber match against the Dodgers a few weeks ago. Now, if you listen closely, Pat Burrell, Mark DeRosa, Aaron Rowan, Angel Pagan, Melky Cabrera, Hunter Pence, Ryan Vogelsong, that sounds like Mike Yastrzemski, Johnny Cueto, Evan Longoria, Chris Bryant, Stephen Duggar, 1 through 26. It sounds like guys who everyone is pitching in. Gabe, in 2010, Edgar Renteria won the World Series MVP for them. Cody Ross won the NLCS MVP. Two guys that you are not synonymous with the Giants. They had help from everybody. Marco Scudero won the NLCS MVP in 2012. That's the type of team they have now, where they can have Desclafani start game one if they have to go into the one game, or after Kevin Gausman starts the one game wild card. They have a ton of guys pitching in, and it's hard to pinpoint someone who can beat you, because everyone can beat you. And we've seen these types of Dodgers teams before, where everybody is pitching in, and it's sort of like when you're getting punched and you don't know where you're getting punched from. And that's what the Giants can do. They are playing, they are incredibly red hot, and they are going to be an incredible out in the playoffs.
So St. Louis, is this a wrap right now? Or St. Louis, like, they sort of have that pedigree, right? St. Louis, you sort of expect this from them. Yes. Every couple of years, the Cardinals just put it together at the right time. They've got a 3-game lead right now. San Diego are 3.5 back of the wild card. Cincinnati are 3 back. So are Philadelphia. So that's so basically this is the last stand. So San Francisco go to San Diego. San Francisco go to San Diego. This is the last stand for San Diego. They're going to have to win this series. Otherwise, it's lights out.
I think there's going to be an interesting scenario where St. Louis will have clinched the wild card before the Dodgers or Giants, and they're still going to be playing hard for division, and St. Louis can set themselves up for Wainwright to start that one-game wild card, and they can rest up. The Cardinals, they do have that pedigree, man. They do such a great job, whether it's trading for guys like Tyler O'Neill, developing Harrison Baders, Lars Nootbaar, trading for Goldschmidt and trading for Arenado. They always seem to be there.
You know what the run differential, though, Jason? It's 3+3.
What is?
Their run differential. It's amazing. They're +3.
I know. Listen, this is why I hate to quote Chris Berman, but this is why you play the game. They were 8-1. They had an 8-1 stretch in August. They had a really soft spot in their schedule where they played the Tigers in Pittsburgh 9 times. They went 4-5. I thought they were done, but just Lester, his last 4 starts, 6 1/3, 5 1/3, 7 innings, 6 innings. They got to get Jack Flaherty off the IL. And even though he may be the long man in the bullpen, their rotation is going to be Wainwright, Lester, and Happ. And that is not very inspiring, but they are hitting the ball like crazy. And the back end of their bullpen is pitching okay also, with Giovanni Gallego and Alex Reyes with 38 saves combined.
Jason B. Takafin kicking it with a Sunday, Bloody Sunday. Baseball's getting real right now. So that Seattle-Oakland series, this is also pretty much an elimination, as Vince McMahon would say, the elimination chamber match, right? Like, basically here, big, big series, some big-time stuff. And you got the Braves taking on Arizona, a little bit of a reprieve for them after dealing with San Francisco.
Yeah, you know what? Atlanta navigated the difficult part of their schedule pretty well. They got off. They were so hot after the All-Star game. They were 13 games over for a while for about 6 weeks. They held down the fort. They got Philadelphia kind of steaming right behind them a little bit. Freddie Freeman still on fire. So was Austin Riley. Jorge Soler's got 10 home runs since he was brought over. Max Fried started to pitch very well. He's from Harvard Westlake, where they just churn out pitchers like crazy. Jack Flaherty, Lucas Giolito. They have a very good nucleus, especially when you factor in that they lost Acuña. They did not have Ian Anderson for a very long time, and they lost Marcell Ozuna. I still think Philadelphia, behind Zach Wheeler, I have no idea how he's only 3-1 to win the Cy Young. I still think behind them, Philadelphia will make the playoffs, and I think they are going to win that division. But it's kudos to Atlanta. They've done an incredible job.
Jason B. Takafin with us. Man, what a week. Mariners, Athletics, Yankees, Red Sox, Mets, Red Sox. Man, the Red Sox right in the middle. It's going to be a tense week for these guys. So, Jason, where can people find you online and where can people find your podcast?
At IBWAA Podcast, and online I'm at Jason B. Takafin.
Well, Jason, I don't know if you saw my tweet on Friday night and our announcements, but it's the Sports Rage 20th anniversary tour. We've got various spots from Las Vegas to New York, Toronto, Montreal, and, of course, Vancouver. Hopefully we see you Saturday night, December the 11th, Vancouver, British Columbia.
I am in. You bring that Warren Moon jersey of yours you're wearing.
Yeah. Shout out to Warren Moon and to you. You know, I was wearing it earlier in the day, actually. I say I'm in a Houston Oiler mood today. Bills fan, but I don't need to boast about it. Everyone knows we're great. So I figured I'll kick it old school with the Warren Moon. I got to tell you, Warren Moon's like ice cream or a cute dog. I've never gone anywhere ever before without people telling me, man, I love that Warren Moon jersey. Like, nobody ever said, hey, I hate that Warren Moon jersey. I hate the Houston Oilers. Everybody loves this jersey.
It is the nicest. Those blues, I would say, not just because I'm biased, but one of the nicest sports jerseys, not even football jerseys, the nicest sports jerseys. People love Warren Moon. He's a winner, right? He won 4 Grey Cups, I think even more, 5 straight.
And it's an all-time class. The helmet, beautiful amazing helmet. Right up there with the Expos. It's crazy how the two defunct teams have like the coolest uniforms ever. Houston Oilers, Montreal Expos. Jason, we got to get out of here, my man. It's always a pleasure. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. sponsored by Chumba Casino.
On Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Nobody wants to hear the nonsensical ravings of a loudmouth malcontent.
Well, too bad. I am the loudmouth malcontent, Gabriel Morency, throwing it down, Sirius XM Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Networks. We're kicking it, Mightier 1090 as well. Shout out to Sports Byline, Sports Map, Armed Forces Radio Network, and everybody else in between whatever platform, medium, and our video feed as well. So I promised to talk a little college football, and I really want to because I was really excited. And, man, Saturday night, you want to talk about late-night football. Wow. That Hawaii-San Jose State game didn't start until 12:30 Eastern, and it went on. And even though it wasn't a track meet, it still took forever to play. And we had a real classic last night in Los Angeles at the Rose Bowl, Fresno State and UCLA. So I don't know how many of you tuning in right now watch that game. You probably heard about it, saw the legend of Jake Haener. And I got to tell you, listen, I've been watching college football since the late 70s. And I find nowadays in the modern era, it's sort of a problem with the playoffs, and it's sort of like nothing matters besides who's number one, right? And whatever, we know Alabama's number one. Now, Alabama survived a scare against the Gators. We'll get to that, but, you know, college football, that's why the bowl games are cool, right? Like, it matters to everybody. You know, it doesn't just matter to Clemson. It just doesn't matter to Ohio State. It matters to everybody. Right, it matters, you know, if you don't think it matters, you know, you didn't pay attention last night. So, Fresno State, and we were on Fresno State, we gave you the pick, we talked about it on Friday night on the show, we talked about it, we tweeted it out on Saturday before kickoff. You can follow me on Twitter, at Sports Rage. So I was on Fresno plus the points, and what a wild football game, man. All right, so Fresno's up 26-17, late in the third quarter, fourth quarter type thing, early fourth quarter. UCLA is sort of on the ropes, and you get the feeling that it's like, wow, Fresno are going to win this football game, aren't they? Fresno are going to win this game outright. And then, boom, the comeback begins. The comeback begins for UCLA. And, man, the Rose Bowl was rocking. All right? The Rose Bowl was rocking. And DTR was throwing the rock all over the place, and suddenly the comeback was on. All right? So they're down 26-17. UCLA come back. There's about 3 minutes left. They come back dramatically. They score the touchdown. Boom. They take the 30-26 lead. And then it started. And then that's when, like, the classic began. Like, I'm telling you, like, when they have the ESPN Classic and stuff, that was an ESPN Classic. Even though it was on the Pac-12 network. So it was a Pac-12 network classic. It really was, you know. For those of you that were up in the middle of the night and stuff, like, we were getting tweets about it, and I said, this kid reminds me of Drew Brees. People were talking about Doug Flutie. It just sort of had that feeling. So Jake Haener, the quarterback of Fresno State, threw for 455 yards, but it was how he did it. Like, this kid got murdered, man. There was a play. All right, so they're down 30-26. They're down 30-26. And they're trying to come back, and there's a play, man. There was the play. He got lit up by two defenders, all right? Like, he got, and he's not a very big dude, Haener. So Haener, like, the D lineman came in and hit him, sort of like came right face at him type thing, and freaking smoked him, all right? Like, smoked him, and hit him so hard that Haener sort of flew in the air. Like, he sort of lifted him up and smoked him, and Haener was, like, you know, 2 feet in the air, and another dude came from the side, and it was legal, another dude came from the side and just crushed him. Like, he got hit like a freaking pinata. All right? He got smashed. Like, he got smashed each hit was like, oh my God, oh my God. Like, it was one after another. And he got smoked in the hip. All right? So he got hit in the hip. He got drilled in the ribs. He got hit in the hip. He got hit a million times in a game. The kid could barely walk. Now, I'm not going to lie. He knew when the camera was on. All right? He knew when the camera was on. So, you know, this kid's limping around and stuff like that. So he gets freaking smoked, man. All right? So he's on the turf after. And it's like, he's not exaggerating and stuff. Right? So he's down. He gets up and next play throws a touchdown. Next play throws a touchdown. Then UCLA go down the field and kick a field goal. Right? So it's like, no. Oh, excuse me. I mean, it's so hard to even keep up. It's you know what I mean? It was just craziness in the last couple of minutes. It was absolute craziness. So Haener scores the touchdown. Haener scores the touchdown. We should know UCLA went for two. All right, and the two-point conversion failed. So they could have made it 32-26, but they didn't. And then with 2:55 left, after he gets smoked, Haener, he throws the touchdown pass. So now they've got a 32-30 lead. All right, they kick the extra point. They're up 33-30. Then it's like, all right, what can UCLA do here? Can they, you know, they need a field goal, but no, they don't kick. They score the damn touchdown with 54 seconds left. And you're like, wow, well, Haener, it's a hell of a performance. And you can see Haener on the sideline, like, telling everybody, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. So UCLA take the lead with 54 seconds left. And then Haener gets the ball back, throws another touchdown pass with 14 seconds left. In one of the all-time great college football performances that I've ever seen. And I've been watching college football since the late 70s. Yet, it's not just me saying this. And here's CBS Sports, one of the all-time iconic college football performances. We can go on. Like, everybody's saying the same thing. It really was just special. Like, I don't know, it was one of those deals, you had to be watching it. It was one play after another. The kid's getting hit, he gets up, he gets smoked, he gets up. The wide receivers on Fresno making hell of a plays. And you can't even call out, you can't criticize UCLA. Like I said, man, the UCLA offense was amazing. Like, these kids played their heart out. Both teams scored touchdowns, guys. Both teams scored two touchdowns in the last, like, 3 minutes of the game. Like, that's how crazy it was. Classic game. Absolute classic. And even better, I wish I had Fresno money line. I didn't. I had Fresno plus the points. But wow. And then Hawaii was on against San Jose State. And Matias, of course, played soccer in Hawaii. So I know you were watching the game. And listen, San Jose State were laying 8.5 points. So Hawaii covered the number, Matias. They didn't win the game. Good teams win. Great teams cover, bro. Hawaii covered the number. I will say, though, that new stadium they're playing in looks pretty nice. The field looked really, really nice. It sucked that the stands are completely empty, but the field looked nice.
Yeah, Gabe. It's smaller than Aloha Stadium, but you know what? That was one of the worst offensive performances I've ever seen in a college football game. San Jose State and Hawaii. Countless amount of drop passes, easy touchdowns going through, you know, so many points that were not scored in that game yesterday. But it was a very, very bad performance. Very surprised that that game was on national television as well. But that's just the way it goes, man. Hawaii had a chance, and I think they must have gotten nervous knowing that they're going to be on national television because they couldn't catch a pass.
They're on national television every week. They're on the CBS network every week, Edmund. When this is the bailout game of the week. They're always on this network. So I don't think it's that. You know what I mean? One thing I'll say is, listen, San Jose State's defense was good. They made plays. They chased Cordero around and stuff. But this is not the same San Jose State team as last year. You know, we saw they got steamrolled by USC. And they got steamrolled by USC. And they struggled with Hawaii last night. Now, we took San Jose State in teasers because I didn't want to lay the 8.5 points on the road. So I'll have a different view from Matthias on it. If you're Hawaii, whatever, they cover the number. If you bet on Hawaii, you won your bet. Right? It was an ugly game. But, you know, it's the Mountain West, Matthias. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not.
You bet
San Jose you've got,
last night, you were probably ripping your hair out. You know, there was a ball where the quarterback threw a perfect ball. The wide receiver beat both defenders. Wide open pass in the touchdown. And he let the ball go through his fingers. You know, didn't even get close to making the catch. They had the yips last night. San Jose State and Hawaii both had the yips. Those guys couldn't make a catch for their life all night. It was so terrible to watch. But if you bet San Jose State, they should have won that game by 3 touchdowns and more. They almost gave Hawaii.
There's a difference, bro. They didn't have the yips. Neither of them are very good. There's a reason why they're playing at 12:30 at night. Right?
They're still Division I football players. They have to make those types of catches. You know, even in Division II, you make those catches. I see those catches being made in high school. Literally, it was terrible. It was beyond terrible. I haven't seen something so bad in a long time.
Do you not watch Hawaii football?
I don't watch them drop a lot of passes, Gabe. Hawaii's known for having good receivers, to tell you the truth. You know what? They don't have any good receivers this year. I'll tell you that much.
Their
receivers dropped a lot of passes.
They played three games this year, bro. They've been smoked in two of them. Well, they've lost two of them. Well, actually, they covered, so they didn't get smoked. But as I stated, there was some great – that wasn't great college football, but it was – the late night degenerate special. And listen, I'm hardcore. So even me, I was like, wow, man, this is late. Like, you're talking about 4 a.m. on the East Coast. That's some hardcore stuff. But if you're a gambler, hey, you love it. You love it. And I took the San Jose State Sports. I lost the total of the game. So I was frustrated by the bad offense myself, but I took the total in the game. But, I had San Jose State tease with the Arizona Cardinals. And even though the Cardinals only won by one, that's why I teased them, so I wouldn't have to completely sweat it out. So the college football rankings, the top 25, the AP top 25. And this isn't the be-all, end-all, but it is still important. And if you don't think it is, well, whatever. You don't get it. Because like if right now, if you're the Ducks, you just moved up a spot. You're in third place right now. You're ranked third. All right, so Alabama's ranked number one. Georgia's ranked number two. The Ducks are ranked number three. The Sooners are number four, and the Sooners a very shaky performance against Nebraska. Iowa. Got to give love to Iowa. It's hard to believe, but the Iowa Hawkeyes are ranked number five. Big win for Penn State against Auburn. They're ranked number six. Texas A&M, seven. Cincinnati, eight. Clemson, who looks shaky this year as well, 9. And Ohio State all the way down to 10. We got a big game. Notre Dame Fighting Irish, who handle their business against Purdue. They play Wisconsin. They're going to Wisconsin this week. Got some cool college games this week. My Michigan Wolverines. I told you, they're smashing these MAC teams. Now they got Rutgers. Michigan ranked 19th. Big weekend for the Harbaughs. Late Night Anger Manfred Class continues. Bring it.
To be honest.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And, on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The edge, then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. I was at Notre Dame, Wisconsin, neutral field. Neutral field. It's frustrating. Hey, the sports books used to do that. They used to have like a little N next to it. Is that game at Soldier Field? Notre Dame, Wisconsin. Wisconsin are 5.5-point favorites in this game. Which somewhat, you know, it's funny because I've been betting against Notre Dame this year. Yet my initial instinct is when I look at this, I'm like, ah. You know what? I'm not overly impressed with Wisconsin, and I'm a little concerned, actually, because I bet on them to win their division. And Iowa, as we mentioned, looking really good. Jake Haener, who we were talking about, and listen, like I said, do yourself a favor if you didn't see the highlights or whatever, but Jake Haener and Fresno State lay 31.5 to UNLV. UNLV. We bet against UNLV on Saturday night, and we cashed that ticket with Iowa State. It's a lot of points, but the Haener show, he's going to ride this momentum. People are talking about the NFL. He's all over the place. He's trending. And I think he's going to ride this wave. Listen, Fresno State have had some great quarterbacks over the years. The Carr brothers, Trent Dilfer, now, you know, Haener. The tradition continues. So Monday Night Football. And just for the record, if you're just joining us right now, we discussed this a little bit earlier. So the Green Bay Packers are 12.5-point favorites. The total is 48.5. So five primetime games so far this year, guys. All five primetime games have gone over the number. The total is 48.5 for this game. I think this is going to get there, too. Detroit's defense isn't very good, right? Like, you know, I'm feeling this like a 38-17-ish style of game. Tune in at 6 o'clock Eastern, SiriusXM, Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Networks. We'll have the complete breakdown. But let me just tell you. All right, the last eight times these teams have played, the Detroit Lions have covered seven of them. 7-1 ATS last eight against the Packers. And NFL teams that lose by 30 or more points in week one are 0-10 against the spread in week two if playing a division favorite. If they're favored and they're playing someone in their division. Think about it.
What is the winning edge? It's sports news you can use.
And you can only get it
right here.
We are Sports Grid Radio on SiriusXM.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.